Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
There's no sort of higher pressure situation in life. You know when, like, you're in a conversation with a few people and then someone asks you or makes a statement and expects you to end it because it's so obvious. So someone will be like, I'm reversing, right? I'm reversing round the corner. And obviously, when you're reversing round the corner, you look and then leave you to sort of finish off the sentence and you're thinking like,
Matt, this is when people try and bring you into their story. They try and make it interactive. Like, I'll tell you what, I cannot stand. It's genuinely one of, like, the sort of most tense, awkward moments that you can experience in life. It's when someone is telling you a story, and in that story, they shake someone's hand, and they put their hand out when they're telling you. And you think, am I meant to shake your hand? Am I in this play
improv
now? Or, yeah, like, I don't, I mean, are you just, am I meant to shake your hand? Am I in this or am I not in this? Like, what? Just tell me the story. I don't want to be in it.
Yeah. There's too much.
Sometimes, have you ever heard someone go, oh, then he punched me on the arm? And then they'll go, like, and this hard? You go, why have you done that to me? I don't want nothing to do with this. I don't need to know. This is your story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know exactly what you mean. That thing. Of someone going, he's gone and he's punched me this hard. Oh, Jesus Christ. The whole point of your story is that you were not happy with how hard he's hit you. And now, in the retelling of the story, you hit me as hard as he hit you. That was what annoyed you. Which is what has actually... I can't think of the word, but as what has propelled...
Like, does this just go round now? And then I tell someone the story and go, yeah, and then he hit me this hard, bosh. And then that bloke goes round, and it just goes round the world. Like, I've always thought, you know, like, how a yawn is contagious?
Yeah.
Like, you yawn and then someone yawns. I always imagine there's a yawn going round the world.
Like a Mexican wave.
Yeah.
Let's just Why wouldn't it? This is the beginning of time. What a lovely thought. Someone in Bangladesh is currently yawning as a result of a yawn that I did yesterday. Amazing. Yeah. I've never heard that. I'll tell you what.
There you go. Well, I'm original.
I'll tell you what. Isn't that the butterfly effect? A butterfly flaps its wings somewhere and a tree falls down somewhere else. I don't know. I might have totally butchered that, but is that not what the
No. It's a, but yeah, the butterfly flaps its wings and there's a tsunami the other side of the world.
Right, there we go. Isn't that an economic sort of thing as well?
It's just everything. That's why I never understand. It's sort of annoying.
When sometimes I have a moment of indecision and I go, has that... like, moment of indecision just had a, like, massive effect on the rest of my life. Like a sliding doors sort of thing. We go, like, shit. If I'd have bought a Bounty instead of a Twix there. Do you know, like, for every little action, there's a reaction, as the great man Bob Marley once said. It's just sort of... everything has consequences.
Yeah, I know.
Scary.
I know, you can't look. But this is what I don't understand is, like, when they go, like, in football. Basically, we all pretend that we don't know that when we're watching football. Like, when people go, it was 5-2, but if he had scored that, then it would be 5. It would be 5. It would, you know, it was nearly 5-4. And you go, no, because. Then that would have changed, like, how quickly they walked back to the kickoff. Like,
Or conversely, does that not have that much impact on things? And actually,
well, you're saying there is no butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Of course, there's a butterfly effect.
But how? Sort of, to what sort of level?
Well, I mean, a simple one would be, I mean, the smallest one you could go down, which is absolutely tiny. You can't even see it. But if that tiny little sperm didn't make it into the egg, there'd be no Hitler.
That does my head in. Sorry, I did not see the end of that sentence coming. That's why you should always wait until the end of a statement or a question before sort of reacting to go like...
But that's mad, isn't it? You know, if someone... The other thing is...
Do you know he lived in Liverpool for 3 months?
What?
Hitler lived in Liverpool for 3 months.
What are you talking about?
Hitler lived in Liverpool for 3 months. I'm talking about. Did you not know that? No. I only found that out recently, yeah. Mad, isn't it? Imagine Hitler walking around...
Liverpool?
Yeah.
With like a... Do you reckon he picked up the accent?
I'd love to think so.
Where, come on, boys.
All right, lad.
A fucking Churchill.
I just find it weird thinking of Hitler being on like a plane or a ferry.
What?
Well, I mean, he would have had to get to Liverpool.
What do you mean you would have found it weird? What do you mean you found it weird Hitler being on a ferry?
Just the thought of him sort of... I always find... I'll tell you, this is something I sort of find weird about, like...
What are you talking about? You can apply that to... Like, you can literally apply that to anyone. I would just find it weird, like Mother Teresa being on a boat.
Yes, exactly that. It is, I do find it weird. Tim Westwood. Is he still like Tim Westwood when he's having a shower?
What the fuck is going on?
We're just sort of like, is all Tim... those kind of affectations, like, yeah, boy, and like, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, when he's doing something really mundane, he's about 65.
It's Tim Westwood! Still Tim Westwood in the shower! It sounds like sort of some sort of philosophical quandary. You know, like if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, did the tree actually fall in the woods? Is Tim Westwood still Tim Westwood in the shower?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's just
you could answer that question. Is Paul McCaffrey still Paul McCaffrey in the shower?
Yes. But I don't think that's...
What do you mean? Yes. You were so certain about that.
Yeah, I know. Because I could sense the question coming. So I'd already had the time to do the calculations. And I'm like, yeah. But I don't think...
Were the calculations? No, tell me. Tell me now, exactly how are you, Paul McCaffrey, in the shower?
Well, I think there's less affectation. I think kind of like there's...
Well, for a start, you're not talking.
No, I know, but there's just a general sort of manner of being about him, isn't there? There's sort of like, you know, it's all sort of like the hand gestures. It's yeah. And
it's just, hey, Bix, pass me the shampoo,
he can't stay still long enough to sort of get the shampoo on his head. Just fucking shampoo, going everywhere. Just very fidgety, isn't it? It's just sort of like all in the...
Oh, my God. But I want to know about how you're Paul McCaffrey in the shower.
Well, because I just carry on, I don't think...
I would say that you've got a bit of a swagger. You sort of swing side to side when you walk.
We all swing side to side when we walk, otherwise we wouldn't walk,
no,
would we?
No, but you do more. Your sort of shoulders bounce up and down as you come. You do. I can spot your silhouette. You know when you know someone's silhouette.
Oh, God.
That was weird. I spotted someone the other day who I don't know, but you just occasionally see around the area. And I spotted him a mile off by his walk.
Oh, I had a lovely moment today in Pret. And I sort of clocked someone that I just did not want to speak to. So I had already thought, like, right, I am not engaging. And from behind, I saw them. So I was like, right, is that... And then they sort of turned enough for me to go, that is them. And... like, I think there was just a split second where, like, he realised it was me and I kind of averted my gaze in quite a deliberate fashion. And I was at the back of the queue and then I looked out the window and saw him sort of walk. So he had obviously decided that it wasn't for him either. But we both had masks on.
I think in terms of, like, not wanting to speak to people, which, I, you know, there's a lot of, you know, often I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
You know what I always think? Right? You know when someone phones you? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You're waiting for me to go, yes, I know when someone phones you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it rings. And they keep ringing. That really fucks me off. I think, where do you think my phone is? In the loft? It's in my pocket. Like, I know... If I'm not going to answer after two dials, I'm not answering, mate. Why are you still ringing? This isn't the 90s. I'm not in the kitchen doing the washing up and I've got to go back into the living room to pick... It's on my thigh. Stop fucking ringing me.
I don't know, though, with that, because like, my wife leaves her phone in rooms where she's not all the time. So it's just like, oh.
That's a mate. That, well, that's quite good. That's quite good, isn't it?
Not if you're trying to phone her, it isn't. I mean,
no, but that's not normal. Most people have their phones on them.
What
on their person? What sort of prick says that?
What times do you think it's acceptable to phone people? What are the sort of like what are opening and closing hours? Obviously,
that is a great shout. Great question.
I think before 9 a.m. is unacceptable.
No, you can't ring someone before 9 a.m. In my 20s,
I've got a mate that will phone me sometimes at 7:45.
What? Yeah. That is fucking mental. Ring, what's he want to know?
I've got no idea, but he doesn't find out. Because I'm like, no.
7:45?
Yeah.
You cannot phone someone at 7:45.
So what do you think is acceptable? I reckon about 9:30, 10. I'd say 9, office hours.
Half 9 until... Don't call me after 10.
PM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I keep sort of later hours, so sometimes, I mean, I don't know, if I'm driving around, I quite like to check.
I said this to you the other day. Do not call me and be on loudspeaker. It's absolutely unacceptable. You do it to me all the time. If you have to be on loudspeaker, you're not ready to talk to me. Don't call me. You're the one that called me. Just
I
wait
quite
until
like it if
the
I'm
phone
in bed though
near.
Sometimes just putting the phone.
I know you quite like it. Because you don't have to fucking do anything. I just sort of hear this muddled shouting like, oh, hello mate, you're right. How's it going? Are you on loudspeaker?
I've got, tell you what, I've got very little. But you know when people, do you forget, when people start recounting, so particularly sport this happens with, my dad does this all the time and it does my head in. He goes, did you see the tennis yesterday? And I'm like, no. He goes, oh, this Turkish bloke. And then he'll talk through like a game of the tennis match that you haven't watched. And you're like, I can't. I find it very hard to feign interest in stuff. Within about 10 seconds, I'm like, if this is not of interest to me, I'm like, oh, God, would you just please shut up? You just sort of like stood there, just going, yeah. And then I tell you what, he sort of comes cross court on the backhand and you're like going, I don't want to hit. Or when someone tells you a story about someone you don't know. Yeah. He's working down the thing. I tell you what, his hours are terrible. They didn't work in Saturday mornings. I'm not going to give a shit. Literally couldn't care less.
Oh, my God. My mum texts me all the time saying, what are you up to? What? Why do you want to know?
You're a son. You're just concerned and worried. Why do you want to know? Is that what you reply?
So sometimes I do put why.
That is not a normal response. Why?
But I don't understand. Why do you want to know? What could I possibly be doing that would interest you?
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to have, you know, if I'm going to have a child, I'll let you know.
There's certain things I'll always be happy to hear about. I'm always interested in what people have eaten.
What?
Yeah. Like, sort of, if someone says, oh, just...
Are you weirdo?
Why?
I just find that so weird.
No, I find that fat...